Good morning. Annyeong haseyo. Welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. And we offer a special welcome to the family and friends of Finn. This evening at 6:30, there's a reflective service here. There will be a church meeting here in the sanctuary that will start soon after this service. Pastoral news. Sally Blanford, who is a member of this church, has become a grandmother. Grace Kobe, her daughter, and her husband Adamson are happy to announce the birth of their son, Otis, in Kingston Hospital on Sunday the 4th of June. Great news. I'm gonna go off piste for a little bit here, because not only are we welcoming Grace's child as part of this group of family, but there are several people who grew up through this church and are now producing children, and that includes Finn. But Ray Erskine is recovering from her surgery, and she's staying with her brother. I need to tell you that Ken Walker, who's the minister at John Bunyan's, his last service is on the 23rd of July, and we have received an invitation from their membership to join them at his last service, and it will start at 11 o'clock. The Thanksgiving for the life of Helen Johnson will be at 2:30 on Thursday, the 20th of July. Please remember all those who suffer when the temperature rises very high. I'm sure that each of us can think of someone close to us who may not even be able to get out of their homes as they are limited by this hot weather. Advance notices. Tomorrow night, all are welcome to join us for a curry at the Raj in Surbiton. That's the restaurant in Surbiton. And it's just a chance to share company and fellowship. And on Tuesday, between 2 and 4, it's our regular quiz afternoon. And again, all comers are welcome. Please take home the service paper as a reminder of all the upcoming events. Thank you. Thank you, Leslie.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." We're joined to sing, "How Great Thou Art."
Thank you.
What great timing. Wasn't that marvellous? Yahoo! I want to say, this is not theatre. This is not a public performance. We are here as God's people offering an act of worship. So if somebody cries, if somebody's hearing aid whistles, if somebody's got to get up and go to the toilet, do you know what? God knows what's going on. So don't be anxious. Let us pray. We come to you with all our cares and all our worries. And we bring the complete people that we are. For you are God, and you know all about us, and there's no part of us that is hidden from you. So we stop. We set aside this time to worship. And we expect that in some way or another, this time will empower us for when we leave this place. We trust in you. For you're God of many names. You are God who is gracious and loving, merciful in your judgments, and steadfast in your faithfulness to us. We come with thankfulness for all that you have done. And we come into this place, these four walls, that for some of us, this is the first time we've ever been here. And for others of us, this is a time of return. For some of us, this is a place where we have seen big events in people's lives. Good events and challenging ones. Times of joy and times of sadness. But in this place, we will speak of your greatness. We will ask for your comfort. And we will pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we are going to baptize Finn, and then later on, any of the children who want to go out, there's activities in the hall. You don't have to. You might want to bring your kids with you. You know, go with your kids. That's absolutely fine. That's okay. We baptize adults and infants in the life of the United Reformed Church. We believe it to be important that you declare your faith. But for any one of us, we do not earn our faith, and we do not earn God's love. We are receivers. And that is why we can, in all conscience, baptize infants. Because they're a symbol to all of us that it's not how good you are. It's not what you've done. It's not how hard you work. It's not how clever you are. Just because you are, that God loves you. So Finn, Bede, what a great name. Strong man's name. We're going to baptize him. We're going to pray for him. His parents are going to make promises. Those who are his godparents are going to make promises. And we as a congregation, representing the world church. Do you feel the responsibility on your shoulders? Can you cope with that? We as representing the world church, because who knows? You know, Australians and, you know, people in America, you know, all represented in Finn. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to remember that in our world, water that we're going to treat so disrespectfully, once this is finished, we're just going to hoy it out. Water is a precious commodity, a symbol of cleansing, but also a symbol of the generosity of God to us. So let's pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of all of creation. We thank you for the gift of new life. On this day, we give you thanks and praise for Finn's life. But we thank you, we pause and we thank you for the things that we regularly take for granted. We thank you for one another. We thank you for people coming to celebrate with us. And we thank you for water, essential for our lives. We cannot manage without it. And at this time, we pause and give you thanks for the basic things of life, for love and celebration. So we ask that you would bless this water that we will use as a symbol of Finn's welcome and a sign and a remembrance to us that your love for us is complete and total. Lord, we pray. Amen. So, parents, godparents, up we get. Come and join. You're going there. Worry not. I'm going here, you're going there. That's cool. It's good. Bit of shuffling. It's always nice. So you've come for the baptism of Finn Bede in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So here you play your faith, and we're going to offer promises, hear promises from godparents and from all of us. So for all of you, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, Redeemer of the world and giver of life? To you too. Do you promise to teach your son the love of God and to bring Finn up in the worship and life of the church? And to you four, do you promise for Finn and his and to support them as you are able as ministers of God's love? And to you, as a community of faith representing the whole of the church, do you promise to welcome Finn and to share with him what we have received of God's love revealed in Christ? Pathetic. Excellent. Much, much better. Here we go, lovely chap. I'm taking the baby, and only because you've got slaver all over you. Hello, little chap. So this baptism robe is the baptism robe that you were baptized in 100 years ago. Woo! Finn Bede, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's very interesting. Grab the microphone. Here we go. We're going to sing. We're going to sing a blessing. You sit down or not, that's up to you. You can still stand, because all I'm going to do is pray and then you're going to sing again. So let's join to pray. Loving God, we ask for your blessing on Finn as he grows. We ask that he would know health and strength, joy and peace in his life. We ask that he would be surrounded by people that would always want the best for him. Protect him as he grows. We ask that you would bless his family, all of them, in the UK, in Australia, in the US. And we ask that you would bless his parents. We ask that his home would be a place of love and laughter. We ask that one day he would come to make his own profession of Christian manhood. And we ask that you would be his God. Thanks be to you, our risen and living Lord. Amen. Yes, indeedy. It's a bit hot, isn't it, Pet? We're going to sing. So then I'll walk you around, let everybody see you. Yes, I will. And then I'll give you back. So let's sing. Yeah, no, I do have to. So I'm walking around with them.
Thank you.
we can see you sneaking out. Lovely. Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat.
Fingernail.
Yeah, that includes you as well. That's it. We present presents. There's two presents in here. What do we think this is, ladies and gentlemen? If it's not Jesus, then it must be... Yeah, it's not an Xbox. Who said it? Come on. But we present a Bible, but we do know that maybe that's not the best reading for now, and there is something a bit more for now as well. And we also present a certificate. Here she is, wearing another hat. And it is Christian baptism. It doesn't belong to the United Reformed Church. It belongs to the World Church, and that is a certificate that on the back tells us so. There we are. I'll put it here, and then you pick it up when you're ready. That's yours. Yes, okay, and you know where it is. If you forget it, that's cool. Oops, chucked away order service. Got it back. Beautiful. Gospel according to Matthew, teaching of Jesus. Liz Cook is going to read this passage to us.
Reading from Matthew chapter 11, verse 16. Now, to what can I compare the people of this day? They are like children sitting in the marketplace. One group shouts to the other, "We played wedding music for you, but you wouldn't dance. We sang funeral songs, but you wouldn't cry." When John came, he fasted and drank no wine, and everyone said, "He has a demon in him." When the Son of Man came, he ate and drank, and everyone said, "Look at this man. He's a glutton and a drinker, a friend of tax collectors and other outcasts." God's wisdom, however, is shown to be true by its results. And continuing at verse 25, "At that time, Jesus said, 'Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you, because you have shown to the unlearned what you have hidden from the wise and learned. Yes, Father, this was how you wanted it to happen. My Father has given me all things. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all of you who are tired from carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and put it on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest. For the yoke I will give you is easy, and the load I will put on you is light." Thanks be to God.
Amen. I think that that passage in Matthew should be read with the first bit of it should be read with a voice that's like this. "We wanted to play wedding music for you, but you wouldn't have it, and we wanted to play funeral music. No, 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 no." That whining, grumbling. I would like to say to you that grumbling is a habit. I would like to say to you that grumbling is also carcinogenic to your soul. If you're looking for something to complain about, brothers and sisters, you're going to find it. Now, the interesting thing is that often those people that grumble are not the people that actually hold other people to account, because they've spent their energy and their time grumbling, when actually what they need to be doing is thinking, okay, we've got this problem, how are we going to resolve it? How am I going to communicate that? How can we get from A to B, that which is time consuming, to do that properly and to do that well? Cheap to just grumble. But that is often how it is. The other thing that bears seeing is that the place where joy comes from, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not just talking from the scriptures, the basis of research is that the place that joy comes from is thankfulness. So the next time that something happens to you that doesn't match with how you think things should be, and you're a bit down in the mouth and you're feeling a bit, I want to blame it. Do that old-fashioned thing, count your blessings. Think of 10 things that you can be thankful for, and you will be surprised at the impact on your soul and your inner self. We join to sing Amazing Grace. What, John's playing the bagpipes? Beautiful. Beautiful. What a surprise. Gorgeous. No. All right, he's not. I lied.
Thank you.
have a seat. So we all need times when we're on, when we're at it, when we're doing, when we're busy. And equally, we all need times when we stop, when we rest, when we reflect, when we are thankful. And some people have particular places that help them to rest, and some people have particular things that help them to do to rest. Okay, I would like you to turn to somebody who's sitting nearby you, ideally, not somebody that you walked in with. I know you all hate me, but it's got to be done. And talk to them about where you find rest. Place, situation, what you do. And can I just say, I know that you were not nailed to the seats when you came in, so you could get up, you could move, you could turn, or pick up the chair and move it around. 3, 2, 1, da, go, 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 go. For you, Solhi, where do you find rest?
Oh my God.
It's a safe place to be. And all this doesn't go on in your head. You don't get.
Can you get over? I can't get over. You can unplug the black one. Just do it as it was. As it was.
Okay. Hello. I know. It always happens. 20 minutes to get started and then 4 hours to stop. Hello. Come on. Cut the chat. Back in the room. Right. So, for some people here, when I say rest, they think, oh yeah, great, bed. Yippee! But for some people, bed is actually not a rest, especially not this heat, not a restful place because of all this stuff that's going on. You know, the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning stuff. Yeah. For some people, there's this particular place, Richmond Park, you know, those sorts of places that are places of rest. But for those of you who are knowledgeable of experiences of looking after somebody 24/7, having rest is not about bed, because Two hours after you went to bed, somebody's striking and you've got to get up and look after them. That's the reality of being a carer for a baby or for somebody. So how do you keep rested when the actual demands of another human being are so? That's, I would suggest to you, a journey inwards. It's an attitude, it's a gift, it's a calming. And knowing what that means is, I think, part of the life of people of faith. We're going to pray. Let's pray. So we pray for those people who are tired of life and all that it throws at them. Those people who are exhausted by the daily struggle for survival. Those people who are wearied by worry and anxiety. Pray for those burdened by memories of the past, weighed down by the expectations of other people. Those who are burdened because they carry more than their fair share of responsibility. We pray for those who are burdened because they are oppressed by those who are in power. Those who are suffocated by the demands of work. Those who are silenced in the face of injustice. And we pray for ourselves, with the challenges that are ours. The home situations, college, university, work situations. Relationships, people that we look after. Lord Jesus, be with us and be our rest. In your name we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Make your mind up, little chap. Pardon? Oh, right, cool. Oh, yeah, of course. Let's pray. Bless this money that we bring, may it be used wisely. Bless the money that we keep for ourselves, that you would help us to balance our budgets and use your resources well. Keep us free from debt. Keep us mindful of the one who gave us the skill and the resources. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. We're joined to sing our final hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of her hand. We're going to show a little video. If you don't like the music, put your fingers in your ears, but watch the pictures. Have a seat. Go. God bless you.
Oh, my God! Leon, get in here! What are you doing here, honey? You made me cry. What do you want to do? Go outside and have a drink? No, you don't drink. Just me. I took up your habits.
Today, we're going to do whatever you want to do.
Oh, honey. Anything. You know what? Anything?
Anything you want to do.
Oh, God, I want to do it all.
You know I'm back. Like I never left.
I never left.
Another sprint. Another step.
Another step.
Another day. Another breath.
Another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
I never slept.
I got a new attitude and a lease on life is a peace of mind. Seeking a find, I can sleep when I die. Want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the ride and shit. I'm straight. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Get up my way. I'm running late. What can I say? I heard you die twice. Once when they bury you in the grave, and the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people, or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria, judging through the